even though it's only the last line over here on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, I really wanted to introduce or get involved, you know, begin the sugya of mitzvah saseh shezman grama and women's exemption from a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, from time-bound mitzvahs. The Mishnah told us on Chavtes Amud Aleph that women are exempt. Kol mitzvah saseh shezman grama anashim chayavim v'anashim peturas. Men are obligated in time-bound mitzvahs. Women are not obligated in time-bound mitzvahs. Of course, we're going to have to discuss what is considered to be a time-bound mitzvah. But what is the source for the exemption of women from time-bound mitzvahs? So that's not found until the Gemara Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. But the Gemara tells us, right in the middle of the Yomud, Amar Kra, quoting the Pasuk in Parashas Boy, so the tefillin is an ois al yadcha, uzikaron ben einecha, on your hand and in between your eyes, on your arm and in between your eyes. And then the pasuk continues, l'man tiyah toras Hashem beficha. So it connects tefillin to all of toras Hashem, all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Huk shekol ha-Torah kulu l'tefillin. All of kol ha-Torah kulu is connected to tefillin. And ma tefillin mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Tefillin itself is a time-bound mitzvah. Let's assume right now it's only during the day. V'noshim peturos, women are potter. Av kol mitzvah saseh shezman grama noshim peturos. Women are exempt from tefillin, and tefillin is connected to kol ha-Torah kula. So just like women are exempt from tefillin, which is that's a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, time-bound mitzvah, women should be exempt from all time-bound mitzvahs. How do you know women are exempt from tefillin? So that's from its connection to Talmud Torah, because the pasuk says in Parashas Voschanon, "Ukshartem liyos al yadcha to tafers ben enecha," and the following pasuk is, "Vishinantem levanecha v'dibartabam." So since the two psukim are juxtaposed with one another, they're right next to one another, and in Sefer Dvarim we darshan smuchim, two psukim that are next to each other in Kol Torah Kula, you know, in the first four svarim of Chumash, is not necessarily consequential, but in Sefer Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Mipi Atzmo Amaron, so then the order does matter. So the fact that the pasuk of Tefillin is next to the pasuk of Talmud Torah, so that tells us Tefillin and Talmud Torah are connected, and we know women are potter from Talmud Torah. Vishinatim levanecha to your sons, not to your daughters. Lumaratim oisim is b'neichem, b'neichem v'loy b'neiseichem. We had that Gemara already, that women are exempt from Talmud Torah. So since women are exempt from Talmud Torah, they're exempt from Tefillin. Tefillin, the pasuk in Parashas Bo, connects to Kol HaTorah Kula, and just like Tefillin and Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama, so too all Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama, women are exempt from. Okay, that's the source for the halacha, a little convoluted perhaps. That's the source for the halacha, the women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs, learned out from the paradigm of Tefillin, which women are exempt from because of its connection to Talmud Torah. But at the same time, even though women are exempt from mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, the Gemara tells us on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph an important rule. The Gemara there at the bottom, which we saw already, is discussing the exemplary kibud aviyem of Dama ben Nesina, who is, of course, not Jewish. And the Gemara, after describing his extreme kibud aviyem, the Gemara says, V'amar Reb Chanina, the second wide line towards the bottom. Umami she'enu mitzuva v'yoyse, kach mitzuva v'yoyse alachas kama v'kama. If that's the case of a person who's not obligated in kibud aviyem, he's rewarded in such a fashion. So someone who is obligated in kibud aviyem, meaning Klal Yisrael, that we're obligated in kibud aviyem, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so will we be rewarded? V'amar Reb Chanina, greater is the person who is obligated in the mitzvah and performs it, either because the Yetzer Hara serves as a deterrent, or because now that there's pressure to do it, so you know, it becomes more difficult to do, or just simply people don't like being told what to do. Whatever the reason is, they call the mitzvah v'yoyse mishen mitzvah v'yoyse. Tosfos gives one reason, the other Rishonim give others. But a person who's commanded to do a mitzvah and performs it, he receives more reward from a person who's not commanded and nonetheless performs the mitzvah. So if a nachri receives extreme reward for kibud aviyem, how much more so will we receive reward? Then the Gemara continues and applies this statement to a different setting. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef who was blind, Meresh Hava Amina, at the beginning I thought, Manda Hava Amar Li Halachak Rav Yehuda, someone who told me the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Suma Patim in HaMitzvahs, he was blind, and he said, if someone would tell me Suma is Patim in HaMitzvahs, Avidna Yuma Tavala Rabbanon, I would have made a Yom Tov for the Rabbanon, not because he's exempt from mitzvahs, not because now he's off the hook, he doesn't have to do anything, he doesn't have to show up every day. That's not why. The reason is, the Halom Mifkadin, Avidna, nevertheless wasn't commanded, but I did it anyway, receive a tremendous amount of reward. Now that I heard that you receive more reward if you're commanded, not if you volunteer, if you would tell me that Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that I'm actually commanded, then I would make a yomtiv. Because now if I'm commanded and I do it, either way he's going to do it. Now that he was commanded and he does it, he received more reward. Okay, so we have the concept, at least over here on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, about a Nakri and a blind man who might or might not be putter for mitzvah. The Gemara discusses that over there. Who volunteers to perform a mitzvah clearly receives reward. Does he receive as much reward as a person who's obligated in the mitzvah? No. But he receives a minimal amount of reward. But is he allowed to volunteer the mitzvah, Rabbi Yosei? Is the Nakri allowed to volunteer Kibud Aviyem? Sounds like from the Gemara, even though he's not Mechuyav. Is a blind man who's putter in mitzvahs allowed to volunteer to do mitzvahs?
Sounds like yes.
And do you receive reward?
Yes.
Sounds like yes. What about women? Women are exempt from mitzvahs asei shezman grama. Are they allowed to volunteer them? If they do, do they receive reward? The sugya is much more complicated than you might have imagined. It's an issue we encounter all the time, but it's actually a complicated issue. So the Gemara tells us over here, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the first thing on the sheets, Ois Aleph, Dafam Gimel Aleph, the Ein Ma'akvenes Atinokas Milutkaya. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't prevent the children from blowing the shofar. So we don't prevent the children from blowing the shofar. Why should we have prevented the children? Why do we have to derive the children of their entertainment? The answer is because we don't allow, if there's a child, Shegi Lechinuch, we don't blow musical instruments on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So we really should have outlawed Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah every year, every time. It's a violation of Hilchas Yom Tov. We don't blow musical instruments. Why don't we blow musical instruments? Gzeir Hashem Yisak and Klishir. It's Asa Midrabanan. So the reason we don't outlaw Tkiyah Shofar in general every Yom Tov is because then we'll never have Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk says in the Torah, you should blow Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah. The Taz actually asked this question. Why don't we outlaw Tkiyah Shofar every year? Gzeir Hashem Yisak and Klishir. It's no different than the organ. Or the harmonica, how come we don't ask the Tkiyah Shofar? So the Shah Taz says, because then we'll never have Tkiyah Shofar. We can't make a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan that obliterates, that negates, that erases a Pasuk in the Torah. And the Pasuk in the Torah tells us to blow Tkiyah Shofar. So we're allowed to blow Tkiyah Shofar, but that's for the mitzvah. What about Stamazoi? Blow Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So Tinoch wants to blow it. Okay, so we can let him do it. Ein ma'akvenes Tinoch, even though he's not chayiv in the mitzvah, we can let him blow Tkiyah Shofar. Hanashim ma'akvin, says the Gemara, but a woman, we should prevent her from blowing Tkiyah Shofar. Vatanya, we have another braisa. Ein ma'akvin lois hanashim lois hatinokas mu'utkoi b'yomtiv. We don't prevent the woman or the children from blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Bai, so which is it? Do we prevent the women or don't we? Amar Bai lo kasha. Harav Yehuda, Harav Yosi. This is an old machleik between Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi with regards to something with regard to halacha and karbonos. Pasuk tells us at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, and introduces the parsha of Karban Ola. And there, a few psukim later, the pasuk says, V'samach es yadcha alav. You should put your hands on the head of the Karban, and you confess your Averus. And the Karban serves, therefore, as a mechaper for whatever Averu you confessed on the head of the Karban. But you have to put your hands on top of the Karban, and you lean on it, B'chol Koichai. What's the issue with that? Issue with that is, you're not allowed to generally lean on a holy animal, on kachim. That's called avoida b'kachim. That's like working the animal. You can't put a plow on an animal that belongs to Hekdish. That's consecrated for a carbon. It's called avoida b'kachim in Isar, midairaisa. You're not allowed to work kachim. So if I lean my head on the head of the animal, hands on the head of the animal, it's avoida b'kachim, and that's the mitzvah of the Torah. You're allowed to do smicha on the head of the carbon. What about women, though? So the son, Adaber b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael soimchen ve'ein b'nois Yisrael soimchais. B'nei Yisrael do smicha. This has nothing to do with becoming a rabbi. Nothing to do with it. B'nei Yisrael soimchen, b'nei Yisrael men put their hand on top of the animal. Ein b'nois Yisrael soimchais. They don't do smicha. The Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Oimrim, nashim soimchais rishus. If they want to, they can do it. So it sounds like from here in the Gemara, same machlekes with regards to Tkiyah Shofar. Woman is exempt from Tkiyah Shofar to mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Women are pater from Tkiyah Shofar, but she wants to do it. Can we let her blow Tkiyah Shofar from Rosh Hashanah? One opinion in the Gemara is no. That's the opinion that we don't let her do smicha on karbanos either. The other opinion is, yes, we can let her boil tkiyas shofar from Rosh Hashanah. That's the opinion that nashim semchis rishus, if she wants to put her hands on the head of the animal, she can. How do we understand the opinion that she's not allowed to do it? Why is she not allowed to boil tkiyas shofar from Rosh Hashanah? Why is she not allowed to put her hands on top of the head of the animal? Yeah?
Presumably, like, we're only allowed to do the things that would otherwise be uncertain because we're doing it for a necessary mitzvah.
That's what we would have said. I agree with you. That's not what Rashi says, though. Rashi says, and many do say like you, we'll see, perhaps Rav Rishonim, but that's not what Rashi says. Look at Rashi there in the brackets. Ha nashim ma'akven de peturos legamre. Women are pater from Tkiyas Shofar, the mitzvah that say she's my grandma. V'chitaki ika bal toisif. If they do it, it's a violation of the pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Vayeschanan. Do not add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. Rashi holds for a woman to volunteer to do a mitzvah that she's not obligated in is bal toisif. Deiraisa. Wow.
But there's a lot of cases where there's no bal toisif.
What are you asking? What are you trying to say?
Like, there's plenty of cases where there's a mitzvah where there's no, even bal toisif doesn't come into the mitzvah, and yet women aren't allowed to do this.
I think you're trying to ask the Marsha's question. The Marsha asks on Rashi, Lo yadana mai bal toisif shayachacha. How could blowing shayfer be bal toisif? And I think Avi is trying to say is bal toisif is generally, you know, assumed to only be relevant in the realm of numbers. You know, you're supposed to have four corners on the garment, four tzitzios. If I have five, that's bal toisif. If you have four minim in the lulav, perhaps, speak my flakes, but let's say you put five minim in, bal toisif. We can understand bal toisif. I sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, you know, when I'm not chayiv to do that, we could speak about bal toisif. And chutz la'aretz on the ninth day, bal toisif. But how can we speak about bal toisif here? That's only with regards to numbers. Says Marsha, lo yadayna my bal toisif shayachach, lo shayach l'meim bal toisif el ba'isa mitzvah moisif alei. I do the mitzvah, but I do it with more than it should have. I do the mitzvah though, but I do it with more than, you know, more numbers than it should have, or less numbers than it should. That's bal tigra. But to do a mitzvah that I'm not chayiv in, to volunteer to do a mitzvah, says Marsha, how do we ever consider that to be bal toisif? And therefore, the Marsha learns what I think the pashup shot, which is no. What's the reason for those who hold a woman can't blow tkiyas shofar from Rosh Hashanah, she cannot do smicha on the head of the animal? Says the Marsha, is because there's an iser involved. You're blowing a musical instrument on Rosh Hashanah, so if you're obligated to do the mitzvah, we overlook the Issa Midrabbanan that's involved. But if you're not obligated to do the mitzvah, why should we be make on the Issa Midrabbanan, blowing a musical instrument? Or women are not obligated in the mitzvah of smicha, why should we be make on Avoyda Bekachim? Yes.
Why are kids allowed to play the shofar? Then they're entitled.
Good point. Good point. Why should the kids... I have an answer for you, but yeah. It's a good question. Yeah.
Aren't we also allowed to blow the shofar again if the women didn't hear it?
Asking me for my current practice? Akasha and Rashi?
We're not
going to pass them like Rashi, but...
No, I'm saying shit.
Don't ask me what goes on in your shul on this, because we're not at the end of the discussion yet. We might get to you yet. But at least Rashi might, we're definitely not subscribe. According to this opinion of the Gemara, it would be bal toisif. If you would gather together and blow a special thing for the women, it would be a gathering of bal toisif. Be a problem. That's how Rashi understood. The Marsha says, what bal toisif is shaykh over here? Bal toisif is by numbers. The reason why one opinion the Gemara held, which we probably don't paskin like, but one opinion the Gemara held, women cannot blow tkiyas shofar from Rosh Hashanah, is because there's an Issa Midrabbanan involved, and we overlook the Issa Midrabbanan for men who have a mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. It says in the pasuk they have to blow tkiyas shofar, but not women. So therefore, since women are not obligated to blow tkiyas shofar, we don't dispense with the Issa Midrabbanan for them. And similarly with regards to smicha, and that's how Tosfos writes in Masechtas Erevin. Tosfos says, one minute, we had the Gemara already, we brought it up earlier in the year, of Hilni Hamalka, who sat in the sukkah together with her children. In the sugya of Chinuch, we brought this up. That Hilni Hamalka sat together in the sukkah with her children. How is she allowed to sit in the sukkah? According to Rashi, that every time a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah, that's a time-bound mitzvah, she's over on Bal Toisif. How is Hilni Hamalka able to sit in the sukkah with her seven children, her seven sons? She's over on Bal Toisif. So says Tosfos, must be there's no but we could get out of that Gemara. Maybe she was doing it for her sons. They wouldn't sit there without her. But says Tosfos, No, that's not the reason why. One opinion the Gemara held, we can't blow tekiyas shofar for women, or they can't do smicha. It's rather because la mishum de mefsi kemoisif, el mishum de tekiyam alacha de rabbanon hi. It's an isim de rabbanon of gzeira shem yisaka klishir. And also, putting your hands on top of karbonos. Mefsi kavoy de bekotchim. It's like avoy de bekotchim, that's why. But not because there's any bal tosif involved. However, the Achronim explain that perhaps Rashi is in the same line of thinking as the Ramban. The Ramban writes in that pasuk of Lo Yisifu Lecha Al Hadav Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom V'Sigru Mimenu, you shouldn't add to that which I commanded you. Writes the Ramban, in fact, there's two formulations, two scenarios of Baal Tosef. One is Kigon Chamesh Parshiyos B'Tfilin. Chamesh meaning Belulav Chamesh Tzitzios. Five, slots, chambers in your tefillin, that's Baal Tosef, you're only supposed to have four. Five, minim in your lulav, five tzitzios. But then there's another one. Ufi dati, says Ramban, afilu bidol lasos mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Even if you just do a mitzvah that there's no mitzvah for it. Kegoin sha'asa chag b'chodesh shabadam in libo. I make up my own yomtif. I decide on a random day, in a random month, we're going to have a yomtif. You know, Mar Cheshvan is so boring, it's so depressing. We'll make a yomtif for Mar Cheshvan. Why not? Let's be pioneers, Rabbi. Say, think out of the box. We'll make a yomtif. No one else is doing it. We'll have a niche market. Why you yomtif? Why not? So the answer is, the Ramban says, that's Baal Tosef to do that. And he has a raya from the Gemara Maseches Megillah. The Gemara says, Maseches Megillah and Daf Yudad Amud Aleph, how were they able to establish Purim? How are they able to establish Purim? Says the Gemara, Tanah Rabbanan, Marbo Shmoyna Neviyim, V'Sheva Neviyos, Nistambu, Hebi Yisrael, we had so many Neviyim. V'o Pichsu, V'lo Yisirom, Asher Kosev B'Torah. A Navi is not allowed to add or subtract from the mitzvahs of the Torah. Chutz, we have an addition that was added by a Navi, what? Megillah, meaning Purim. How are they able to add to the Torah? My Deroish, Amar Reb Chiyah Barav, and Amar Reb Yeshua Ben Karcha, Umahu Me Avdus L'Cheirus Amin and Shira. If we make Yomim Taibim Kineget Zeichi Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we just went out from bondage to freedom, from slavery to Cheirus, Amar Shira, Mi Misa L'Chaim L'Koshkin, and Purim, our very lives were a danger, it was mortal danger. Shouldn't we make, not just bondage and slavery and servitude, shouldn't we make a Yomtif, Lokol Shekein? So he darshan the Kavachimer, that was the source, the heter, the license to make Purim. So Frekta Ritva, what about Hanukkah and Yana Diyama? Rabbanan the Tikkun Batsa Hachi Ner Hanukkah. Again, same reason. The Samach Nami, a hot time, a meal, Megillas Esther, have a Rebusa Tveisha Kasvua. The Gemara addresses it with regards to Purim, because there's a whole Sefer in Tanakh about Megillas, you know, Purim. Hanukkah, for whatever reason, which is a whole mystery, seems to be ignored, you know, by and large, in certain parts of our literature. So, but either way, you need license to do that. You can't just, says the Ramban, wake up one day and say, well, we want to make a yomtiv. This, by the way, throws other yomim tovim that have emerged on our calendar in recent times, throws them, you know, into somewhat of a need for justification. It's not just, you know, let's just make up a day commemorate something. The Ramban says if you do that, you're over on Baal Tosef. They were only able to establish Purim Chanukah because they had a Kavachimer from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mamei Avdus L'Cheirus, Mimisa L'Chaim Kol Shekein. But you need license to do that. It's a very heavy, weighty issue to establish a Yomtiv. Can't do that with, gratuitously. So says the Ramban, to add a mitzvah to the mitzvahs of the Torah is also Baal Tosef. So say the Achronim, perhaps, I'll get to your question in a second, that's perhaps the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi held, you're right for a Suma to volunteer to do mitzvahs. He's not making up a new mitzvah. You know why? He's a man. Most men are chayv in mitzvahs. He's exempt because he's a Suma. Is that called a new mitzvah for Rabbi Yosef? No. He's not making up a new mitzvah. He's in the parasha of the mitzvah. He's exempt. He has a get out of mitzvah free card because he's a Suma. Okay. But if he wants to volunteer to do it, Gavu mitzvah v'yosef mishenu mitzvah v'yosef. Oh, we've explained already, keep it aviyem. By Bnei Noach, they might be chayv in Kibbutz Aviyim, because it's a mitzvah that makes sense. It's a mitzvah sichlius. We discussed this already. So, Ptama ben Nesina might have gone more than was required, but it was a mitzvah that applies fundamentally to Bnei Noach. So, if he wants to volunteer to do the mitzvah, he gets reward. But women, vis-a-vis time-bound mitzvahs, might have no relationship at all. It could be she's entirely exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. Not that she is chayv, but exempt. she's chayev, you know, she should have been, she's the same as a man in terms of her obligation, but she has a get out of mitzvah free card. No. Perhaps she just has no shaykhus to this mitzvah, and therefore for her to add the mitzvah would be along the same lines as the Ramban's Baal Tosef. You're adding a new mitzvah that doesn't exist for you. So if that's the case, we could understand why Rashi perhaps held that it was Baal Tosef. Yeah.
Just to clarify what you said before, that the Ramban is saying that you can't just, you know, add something in
right
whenever you want. Wouldn't
right.
that the Ramban really only be talking about something that has that you have a chiyuv, like adding in a mitzvah, like a sudas mitzvah or a mitzvah of mikra megillah or whatever it is.
Right.
Fine, but for more recent, I guess.
I don't think Thanksgiving he would call Baal Tosef, because as we discussed in the past, Thanksgiving has no chiyuvim. There's no halachic status. You want to eat turkey, that we discussed in the past. That's the whole nature of American culture in general. Do whatever you want. So it's free for all. So if you want to have turkey, gay gesund. You don't want to have turkey, fine, don't. You want a barbecue on July 4th, good. You don't want to have turkey on July 4th and barbecue on Thanksgiving, no, but you're not going to get a speeding ticket. So, but if your Yom Tov, which is a newer type practice, has halachic significance, then you start to encroach upon the issue of Baal Tosef. If you're going to give it halachic significance,
Maven
Yavin, if you think that it has, many of you think that it's a religious duty or has other halachas are relaxed or abridged when it comes to that day, so then you have the burden of proof is upon you. I'm not saying there aren't good responses, there might be. But I'm just saying that has to be, according to the Ramban, that's the starting point, is you need to justify it, not just this, you know, you need to justify how were you allowed to establish a Yom Tov. Yeah.
So that would be like one of the problems potentially with like Yom Ha'avu and changing the
calendar. That I didn't say it's a problem. I said it's an obstacle. You know, it's something that where the discussion would start is you would need to be able to fit it into something that already exists. Hanukkah has to fit into the example of Purim, which really fit under the general umbrella of Pesach. If me'avdus l'cheirus. So the kind of saying, well, we can derive from Pesach, but you need to have a basis for it, a legitimacy for it. It can't just be, well, why not? The answer, why not, is because it's Baal Tosef, if unless you could prove it's legitimate. But if it is legitimate and you can fit it into some pre-existing structure or formulation, I think there is legitimacy to it. I'm not taking a stand on that issue. I'm just saying that it's something that needs to be contended with, okay? We could discuss that issue independently, but... Fantastic. So that seems to be where Rashi's coming from. Rashi said it's Baal Tosef, the Marsha, Tosef asks, what Baal Tosef, a woman wants to volunteer a mitzvah, why should it be Baal Tosef? Baal Tosef would be numbers. The answer is, Rashi could be coming like the Ramban, that there's a separate issue of Baal Tosef not only by numbers, but adding a mitzvah which doesn't apply to you, in which case she's different than the Suma, she's different than the Ben Noach, by at least with regards to Kibbut Aviyim, those mitzvahs might apply to them in some form or another. So therefore, since it applies to them, we could say, go to Mitzvah Yosem, Yishayin, Mitzvah Yosem, they could volunteer to do them, but perhaps a woman would be restricted from doing so. But in the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, there's another opinion in the Gemara. We don't paskin that you cannot blow Tkiya Shayv or Rosh Hashanah for women. We paskin, Ein Ma'ak V'mo'yas HaNoshim V'lo'yas HaTinoikos. That's how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Noshim Soim Chos Rishus. They can do smicha. So, what does that mean? We know it means, at least for Rashi, it's not Baal Tosef. But does it mean that it's allowed, a woman can do it, but she doesn't receive any reward for the mitzvah? Or it's not Baal Tosef and we go 180 degrees? Not only is it not Baal Tosef, she receives reward, Gadol Mitzvah V'yosef, Misha Eina Mitzvah V'yosef, V'yakan Eina Mitzvah V'yosef. So, some Achrayim argue for Rashi, it doesn't go 180 degrees. There are one opinion held that's Baal Tosef. She's not allowed to volunteer to do mitzvah, sasei, she has my grandma. The other opinion holds, which is, you know, more logical, usually things don't swing 180 degrees. The other opinion holds, it's not Baal Tosef, but she doesn't get the reward of fulfilling a mitzvah. She's allowed to do it if she wants to. If she doesn't receive the reward of the mitzvah, why would she want to do it? Is a good question, but we would let her do it, it wouldn't be Baal Tosef. And that seems to be, the stipler points that that seems to be the opinion of Rashi Masech Sukkah. The Mishnah tells us in Masech Sukkah over here, Ois Hei. Mekabeles isha miyad bina, umiyad bailo, machziras alamayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to take a lulav and an esrig, not the esrig, you're allowed to take a lulav and put it back in the water on Shabbos, you're not allowed to add water because it's back in the water. Pshita, that's obvious. Why shouldn't you be able to put it in existing water already? It was in the water Friday, you know, going into Shabbos, so you want to take it out, put it back. But why shouldn't you be able to put it back in the water? Add water is like Zerea, and we get in Hilchos Shabbos issues. But to put it back in the same old water, why shouldn't it be a problem? Pshita, mal detemen, I might have thought, ho, v'isha la baske yuvehi, since a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah of lulav, aim aloy to kabel, kamashmuan. I might have thought she shouldn't be able to handle it on Shabbos, should be muksa, kamashmalan, that she is allowed to. She's allowed to put it back in the water. Kamashmalan what? What kamashmalan? I would have said, kamashmalan, that even though a woman is not chayiv, since she does have some relationship with the mitzvah, if she would want to volunteer to do it, it's not muksa for her either. That's not what Rashi says, again. Rashi surprises us over here. Writes Rashi, Amaloi, I would think she cannot handle the lulav and Yom Tov either, maybe. The legaba ika iser tilto. For her, it's muksa. It's like eitzim vavonim. That's classical muksa. It's just twigs and stones that have no use. If it has no use for you, it's muksa, kamash malan, that it's, she's allowed to do it. Why? Cave in the roilet, netilas anashim, teiras kli alav, amutim betotu lako. Says Rashi, since her husband will use it for lulav, so since for him it's not muksa, for her it's not muksa either. That's not what we would have said. We would have said, for her it's not muksa, because she could volunteer to do the mitzvah. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, if she wants to handle it, she can. It's not muksa, because since for her husband can use it as a mitzvah, for her it's not muksa either. So writes the Agos HaShri, this is in his comments on the Rosh over there, Paragimel Simel HaMegimel, Mikan Yesh Lomoyn, the Osel Lenoshim Levarech HaKol Mitzvah Seisha's Man Grama. Must be that even when a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah, says the Agos HaShri, she does not fulfill anything. She's not fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's why she can't make a bracha. She's not fulfilling the mitzvah. There's no kiyum mitzvah. That's why it should have been muksa for her, kamash malan, since it's not muksa for her husband, not muksa for her either. Wow. So, according to Rashi, the machlekes was in the Gemara, can a woman fulfill mitzvahs or can't she? One held it's bal taisif, the other one held it's not bal taisif, but she doesn't get a kiyum mitzvah. Yes?
Rashi allows her to, Rashi says that the problem of the love is
Tol, muksa, yeah.
As opposed to, Bal Tosif, she's not actually trying to perform a mitzvah.
No, this one holds, it's not Bal Tosif for a woman to volunteer to do a mitzvah. Okay, it's not Bal Tosif. We can understand why. For all Klai, so for, it's a mitzvah. For her, it's Bal Tosif. She's Jewish too. So why should it be Bal Tosif? So we understand why it's not Bal Tosif. The question is, now that she volunteers to do a mitzvah, does she receive reward? How... You know, what is her relationship with the mitzvah I say? She has my grandma. It's not totally foreign that it would be Bal Tosif, but at the same time, is it, does she have, what relationship does she have with it? Will she receive reward if she fulfills it? And Rashi seems to say the surprising answer is that no, she doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. Only because for a husband it's not muksa, so therefore for her either also it's not muksa. Which is a common concept of muksa. If something is not muksa for you, perhaps it's not muksa for me either.
Because he didn't have a problem with her moving the shofar or shan, he has a problem with her blowing.
Right.
But
yes.
He didn't have a problem with her moving it.
Oh, we didn't discuss moving the shofar. Right. This seems to be the opinion of the Bala Itur that's quoted by the Rosh as well. Look over here, Oizvav, the Rosh, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Siman Zayin, quotes the Bala Itur. Kasam Mistabra, even though we paskin, Ein Ma'ak V'noyet Sanashim Lo Satinokas Mutkai B'Yomtiv, we can allow a woman to blow on Yomtiv, De Ein Acher to Keogahen, Elohein Ba'atzman. You shouldn't blow for them, they can blow for themselves. If she's in the main minion, so great, okay, so she'll hear it together with the men. But what about a tkiyah shofar just for women? Says the Bala Iter, no. No. V'nogu ba'ashkenaz l'tkoy l'noshim yoldos koydem shetoku v'beis ha'gnes k'dei sheyotzi ha'tokeyas atzmai. If the tokeyah himself is being yotze, he can be mighty the woman too, because he's blowing for himself, he can blow for them. But you should not have a separate tkiyah shofar just for women. Why should you not have a separate tkiyah shofar just for women? Why not? Yeah?
I have a different question.
You have a different question?
is going back to the Tekiyah Shofar. If you're not allowed to use it on Rosh Hashanah because it's milk, let's say, right?
Right.
So wouldn't you want to try to use as little as possible? So once
we didn't say that. It's probably not moksa, since for a husband you could use it. It's not moksa for her.
No, I'm
either.
Saying for a man though, like for anyone.
Shofar is not moksa on Rosh Hashanah. You're gonna blow it.
No, but isn't like the whole thing that you might come to, like it's an instrument.
You should have. We should have asked it off Kiyah Shofar, but we don't because
yeah.
It's a pasuk in the Torah. So obviously, you see, we don't do that.
Yeah, so I'm saying, so you still have to blow it, right? But you should try and blow it as little as possible.
Ah, we don't say that. Once it's mutter, it's mutter.
Okay.
It's a good point. Why not? But you're right. In theory, you're right. So getting back to the Bala Iter says, yeah?
Bala Iter, there's only a problem if it's the same Tokeya. But if it's a different person.
He was Yaitse already, yes.
So if it's just a different person, why do you have it after?
Because what man wasn't Yotze Tekiyah Shofar during shul?
Just have that, not to be Yotze.
Have in mind not to be Yotze, but Roibam, I mean, why would you have in mind not to be Yotze?
Okay, well then what's this guy going to do?
Also, it's usually one Baal Tekiyah, so he can't blow in shul if he's not going to have in mind not to be Yotze.
So then the problem also be the flip side? If the guy is going to blow beforehand, what's he going to do? Like Roibam is saying, it's the same problem.
Ah, he's also missing out for Roivam. Yeah, but at least he would see to be in shul, he'll get Kiyas al Seder. Abrach is to ask a guy to go through shul and have not in mind to be Yotze. It doesn't make sense.
But
meaning that. Yes, yeah, so he'll be mindful of the Roivam. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a great Eitzah. They don't like this. The Rishonim don't like that Eitzah. But where is he coming from, the Baal Eitzah? Why can't you have a separate Kiyas Shofar for Nashim? If we allow Ein Ma'akman Elias HaNashim, Elias HaTinoikas, Motkoi B'Yomtev, why not? So the carbon asano is on the bottom of the rush. So he explains in the following way, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, I really didn't tell you the whole story, just because it wasn't relevant. But the Gemara really qualifies Rabbi Yossi's statement. This is the same machlokes as we had in Rosh Hashanah, but here the Gemara explains it a little bit further. Meisvei, Dabero b'nei Yisrael v'samach. One pasuk says, Dabero b'nei Yisrael, introduces it to the carbon, and the next pasuk says, v'samach, et yod ka'olav. B'nei Yisrael soimkim, v'ein b'nei Yisrael soimkos. That was one opinion. Which Rashi told us about Taisif, the other Rishonim said, because it's Havoy the Bekachin. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Oimer, B'nois Yisrael, Saim Chas Rishus. If they want to, they can. Now, why do we let them do Smicha? Loim Ipnei She Smicha B'Nashim. Smicha really doesn't, not a Chiyuv incumbent upon women, it's time bound mitzvah. El Kedei Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim. To make them feel good. So says the Gemara, therefore must be, if it's only to make the women feel good, we can't let them lean their whole weight on the animal. That's avoid the kachim mamish. Rather, what do we let them do? The amalahu akfu yadaichu. We tell them, rest, you know, put your hands on top of it like you're benching your child on Friday night. Put your hands, you know, somewhere above there. They don't lean down, you know. So, but they rest their hands on the top of the animal, but they don't lean on the animal. That's not avoid the kachim. So that's all we let them do, is this kind of the fake out smicha. We don't let them do a bona fide smicha. So too, said the Baal Eitzah, if that's the whole reason, it still would have been us in the Rabbanan, because of it looks like Avodah B'Kachim. So we're only allowing this Isam in the Rabbanan, it's not Avodah B'Kachim Mamash, should be an Isam in the Raisa. All they're doing is putting their hands on top, it looks like Avodah B'Kachim. We would have asked it in the Rabbanan. But G'day Lasser, Isnachas Ruach L'Nashim, we let them do it. So too, that's how Ito understands the head there to blow Tekiyah Shofar for women. Really, are they in fulfillment of the mitzvah according to Baal Eitzah and Rashi? No. Why do we let them blow Tekiyah Shofar in Rosh Hashanah then? Kedei lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. Let them be happy to come, participate, and be part of the mitzvah. So, but said the Baal Eitzah, if that's the case, then who are we trying to make happy here? The women. So then we shouldn't have a Tekiyah Shofar just for women. A woman wants to blow Tekiyah Shofar for herself. Kedei lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. Said the Baal Eitzah, fine. She wants to make nachas ruach for herself. She should do it. But a man should be over on the Isam in the Rabbanan a blowing just for women. It's not kedei lasos nachas ruach for him. It's kedei lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. Said the Baal Eitzah. He doesn't think that that's right to allow a man to blow just for the sake of women who don't really have a mitzvah just to make them feel good. Yes.
But obviously any form of
blowing
is mutter.
Right. Yeah. If it's, I guess, maybe to prepare, here it's for the women who are themselves exempt. He doesn't like it. I don't know. It's a good point. Yeah? So, but that's what seems to be the opinion of Rashi, and the surprising opinion of the Baal Eitzah, perhaps, is that we don't make a Tekiyah Shofar just for women on Rosh Hashanah, because Lamaisa, women are not in fulfillment of the mitzvah, we only allow them to violate these isurim derabbanan of smicha bekadshim or tkiya shayfim rosh hashanah kedei lasas nachas ruach l'nashim, in order to make them feel good, and a part of it, even though in truth they're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. That seems to be the opinion of Rashi and the Bala Iter. The other opinion, the Gemara held that it's even Baal Tosef. Yeah.
So, like your case with the smicha, where you like take them out, like what's the fake out for tkiya then?
They're blowing. No, here it's a real mitzvah. But the problem is, if you allow them to do real smicha, you'll be a malacha d'oraisa. We can't allow them to do that just to make them happy. We wouldn't overlook a isa d'oraisa. If you just do it by kufi yadaychu, shofar is only the rabbanon anyway. Zera semi yisak and kreishir. So an isa d'rabbanon, we'll overlook kedei lasas nachas ruach l'nashim, either blowing tkiya shofar rosh hashanah or doing smicha b'kachim. Bakufi yadaychu with a fake out. The other Rishonim do not subscribe to the opinion of Rashi and the Bala Iter. In fact, writes the Ravid, this is in his comments on the Torah's Kehanim, no, that according, again, how did Tosfos and the Marsha, how did they understand the opinion of the Gemara that you cannot do smicha, nashim are not allowed to do smicha, we can't blow tkiya shofar from Rosh Hashanah for women, how did they understand that? Not because there's Baal Tosef. They understood that opinion like Rashi understood the permissive view. They understood this opinion that there's no kiyum in the mitzvah for them. And since there's no kiyum in the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, of smicha, we shouldn't allow it because there's an Easter involved. What Easter is involved? Tkiya shofar Rosh Hashanah is an Easter midrabbanan gzeiras shamayim sakka klishir, and smicha is avodah b'kodshim. So the opinion that prohibited them or told the women they shouldn't blow tkiya shofar Rosh Hashanah, they shouldn't do smicha b'kodshim, held, there's no kiyum mitzvah. Not that it's Baal Tosef. They never held it's Baal. No one held it's Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is by numbers. They didn't hold it was Baal Tosef. Tosef told us over there in Oiz Beis, why should women not hold kiyush shofar, should not do smicha? Because they don't fulfill the mitzvah, and there's an Easter involved. What if it would be a mitzvah where there's no Easter involved? She wants to take lulav. If there's no Easter involved, there's no Easter involved. Why could a woman volunteer to do a mitzvah? It certainly wouldn't be Baal Tosef. She might not be in fulfillment of a mitzvah, but it wouldn't be Baal Tosef. So, but what about the other opinion that holds Nasim Shayim Chis Rishus, or the opinion that holds women can blow tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah? What do they hold? Says the Ravid, they hold woman fulfills the mitzvah. Not just she can volunteer to do it, but she won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. In which case, if there's an Easter involved, we should tell her, you know what, better refrain. Better not to do it. That was the opinion that held Einashin Shayim Chis. No, Rabbi Yossi held Nashim Soim Chas Rishus, or the other opinion the Gemara held Ein Mach V'Mois and Nashim Los Tinoikas Mulut Kaya. They held, says the Ravid, women do fulfill the mitzvah. Says the Ravid in the Torah's Kohanim of here, Oiskas Yikoman Da'am of Adas Rabbi Yossi V'Rabbi Shimon Afiu Smicha Gedoyla Allah Mutaras B'Nashim. They could even lean B'Chol Koicham on the animal. When did the Gemara say it was only Bakufi Yadayichu if it's not their carbon? But if it would be the woman's carbon, she wants to do smicha on somebody else's carbon. But if it would be the woman's carbon, says the rabbi, she could even do smicha b'chol koicha. Shekach nisna b'tar la'anashim chayva l'anashim rishus. It was given to men as a chiyuv and women as a rishus, meaning women are included, which is what we probably would have, you know, we would have thought is our prevalent, you know, probably initial assumption. All the Tayag mitzvahs, Bein Zman Groma, Bein She'ein Zman Groma, were all given to all of Klal Yisrael. Women as well. Included. It was given to men as a chiyuv, women as a rishus. U'nashim rishus v'anashim dumya da'anashim l'chol mitzvah se'ish Zman Groma. But they're commanded in the same way as a man. Just a man has an obligation to do it. A woman has, you know, could volunteer to do it. The only reason the Gemara said she should only do it by Kufi Yadarach was because it wasn't her carbon. But Einachinami, if it would be her carbon, she would be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. And that seems to be the opinion of the Ramban as well. Writes the Ramban that over here in Kiddushin Lamed Alpha Med Aleph, we have a rule in the Talmud Yushalmi. The Talmud Yushalmi has, he quotes it over here in the second line, Kol ha'oise davar she'eino mitzvah boy nikre hedyot. If you do something that's not a mitzvah, you're called a fool, an imbecile. Meaning, if you sit, the Yishalmi is talking about, if you sit in Sukkah when it's raining outside, you're a fool. You're a fool. There are many, many holy people who sat in the Sukkah in the rain. But it says in you, they have to contend with this, it says in Yishalmi, Ko ha'oi sedava she'enu mitzvah boi nikre hedyin. well, then how come a woman who does something she's not mitzvah, but why isn't she considered to be a hedyet? So says the Ramban, no. Hatsum sha'is a davar she'ein mitzvah min ha'tayra klal. Shu kamayis ha'al ha'tayra. You're adding a mitzvah to the Torah. It doesn't exist. There's no mitzvah to sit in sukkah in the rain. It might not even be called a sukkah in the rain. The famous Vart from the Gro. It's simply not called a sukkah while it's raining. So you're sitting outside in the rain. So nikra hedyet. Why would you sit outside in the rain while it's raining outside? So the Ramban says, no, that's only when there's no mitzvah at all. It might even be like moisif, like bal taisif. The Ramban told us, if you do a mitzvah, you're not obligated to do it. It's bal taisif. You make up your own mitzvah. He does the mitzvah properly, but he's not commanded in it, says the Ramban. They do receive reward. So says the Ramban, yes, there might have been one opinion in the Gemara, women should not do smicha at all, women should not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that they don't fulfill the mitzvah, they don't get a kiyum mitzvah, but we paskin, nashim saimchas rishus, we paskin. Women do fulfill the mitzvah when they volunteer to perform it. So again, so what it sounds like the Ramban and the Ravid held is that women are included in the mitzvah just the same as men, but a man has a chiyuv to do it, a woman volunteers to do it, but in the end of the day, she receives reward. Yes, it's true, galu mitzvah yaisa mishayin mitzvah yaisa, the man will receive more reward, but she clearly is in fulfillment of the mitzvah and would receive reward. That seems to be the opinion of the Ravid and the Ramban. This might or might not be linked to the machlekes harishonim, whether or not women make a bracha on when they volunteer to perform a mitzvah. Because we would have said the greatest example, or the biggest, you know, the most important ramification of a woman fulfilling the mitzvah, is she in fulfillment of a mitzvah when she volunteers to do it? Rashi and the Bala Iter held no. Or is she in fulfillment of a mitzvah when she volunteers to do it? The Ramban and the Ravid held yes. We would have said the biggest nafkamina would be whether or not she makes a bracha. So look over here at Taisus al Amad Alpha Mid Aleph from Masechtas Kiddushin. Taisus says, from the fact that Rabbi Yosef was happy to volunteer, that he was not obligated in the mitzvah, yet he volunteered to do it when he thought volunteering was better than being obligated. He thought you get more reward for volunteering than being obligated. So Mikam Adak Rabbeinu Tam, the Nashim Mevarchos al Mitzvah Saseh Man Groma. Must be Rabbi Yosef was making the bracha, because if he wasn't making the bracha, he never would have been happy to volunteer. Even if volunteering received more reward than one who was obligated, he wouldn't have been making parties, because he's losing out on all the brachas. Mikam Adak Rabbeinu Tam, must be he was making a bracha. Mikam Adak Rabbeinu Tam, the Nashim Mevarchos al Mitzvah Saseh Man Groma. So too, when a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah, must be she makes a bracha. Afal Gav De Pturis Legamrei. Even in the Rabbanan, she's not chayv in time bound mitzvahs. Mikol makom yecholos hein levarich. She can, and he writes at the end, "Ilav haki hechi samach Rav Yosef alom afsi kol brachas kulan." Otherwise, how could Rav Yosef been happy? He would have been missing out on all the brachas. And that's the opinion of the Rama. That's the minhag of the Ashkenazim. The woman, when they volunteer to do a mitzvah, a woman make a bracha. Over here in Hilchas Tkiya Shofar. Ois Yud, if you flip the page, Vaminik Shanoshim Mevarchos Amitzvah Seisha is Man Grama. So therefore, if she's buying Kiyah Shofar just for women, the woman can make their own bracha. So the Ramban understood, if you look back at the Ramban, Ois Tess, the Ramban understood Rabbeinu Tam, why can a woman make a bracha on Amitzvah Seisha is Man Grama, which is the practice by Ashkenazim? Why could she make a bracha? I mean, you know, you don't have to be the Ramban to figure, you know, say, suggest it, because she's fulfilling a mitzvah. She can make a bracha. Pashut. The Rambam disagrees, and this is what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Ois Yud, the minig by the Sfaradim. Alpha Pisha Nashim Pturas Yicholos Litkaya. She can blow. We're allowed to blow. Aval Ein Mevarches. No bracha. Why can't she make a bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Demahu Vitzivanu. How can she say Vitzivanu? She's not commanded. In other words, women are not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. She is literally exempt. She's outside of the purview, the scope of this mitzvah. It has no relationship at all to her. We allow her to perform it, perhaps. But we relax the Yisur Midrabanan of Tekiyas Shofar on Yom Tov, Gzeir Hashem Yisakei Kli Shir, but Lamaisa is, she is not in fulfillment of the mitzvah, she cannot say, Vitzivanu V'lo Yivarchu Lahen. And that is the meaning by the Sfaradim, is that women do not make brachas on mitzvah Seish as man grama. Perhaps, like the Mishnah Brura said, quoting from the Gra and from others, that she can't say Vitzivanu. She's not commanded in this mitzvah at all. What about Ashkenazim? How do we overcome that issue? Look back at the Ramban. The Ramban said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu tziva b'mitzvah zula anashim chayvim anashim mishus." Men and women are all included in this mitzvah. The mitzvah was said to both men and women. Men as a chiyuv, women as a rishus. But they are included in the context, under the scope, the purview of the mitzvah, just in a different form than men. But really it relates to them. So according to the Rambam, this is the pashup shat, is it should have been women are not in fulfillment of a mitzvah at all. Very discouraging. But according to the Ramah, at least Ashkenazim, and the Ramban, at least that's the way he understood Rabbeinu Tam, women are in fulfillment of the mitzvah, and that's why they can make a bracha. Yes?
You just said Ramban seems like he is saying that women will be fulfilling
the mitzvah. That's what he understood Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, women can make a bracha on a mitzvah that they volunteer to do. How can you make a bracha? Must be... You're partially fulfilling the mitzvah. And the Ram, and how can you say Vitzivanu? Because I am included in the mitzvah. In a different form.
So is Ramban disagreeing with
yes, like, the Ramban and the Ravid held no. They held why did one opinion hold they couldn't do it because they're not fulfilling the mitzvah? They need some of the Ramban involved. But and the other opinion held, women can do it. You know why? You are fulfilling the mitzvah. And that's why the Issur Rabbanan is relaxed. Because you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Oh. Rashi held, Rashi's starting point was much further away. Rashi's starting point was, those who held this prohibited is Baal Tosif. And those who allow it, Kedei Lassos Nachas Ruch L'Nashem, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. The Ramban and the Ravid and Tosif started much closer. They said, the opinion that said you can't do it is because there's an Issur involved. The opinion that says that you can hold the Issur is relaxed because of the mitzvah. Women aren't fulfilling a mitzvah. But perhaps the Rambam held like Rashi, held like the Bala Itur, that the opinion that held it's Aser is because it's Baal Tosif. And the opinion that holds that it's allowed is saying, you know why it's allowed? It's allowed because Kedei Lassos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim, but you can't make a bracha because of that. And that's why a woman who volunteers to make a do a mitzvah can't make a bracha, yeah.
So according to the Ramah, who maybe gets, I guess, is it possibly from Ramban, why would he then say, why is he going and say that Ein Tokin Rak L'Nashim then?
What?
Why does the
Ramah
go on and say
Ein Tokin Rak L'Nashim? About Chaim Le'Yivach Le'em Kvar Yotze Ein Tokin Rak L'Nashim Am Tokin Le'Isha Mechuyav. No. Achayim Le'Yivach Le'en, the man shouldn't make the bracha if he was already Yotze and there's only women there. You're putting a comma where it doesn't belong. About Chayim Le'Yivach Le'en Kvar Yotze Ein Tokin Rak L'Nashim.
He's not saying that separately.
Yeah, you can blow just for women. What he means to say is you shouldn't make the bracha if you're blowing just for women. They should make their own bracha.
Okay.
You know, that's a whole arbus for women issue. So he's saying let them make their own bracha. But if it's another man, you can make the bracha for him. Then there's arbus, separate issue.
Okay.
However, it could be that this machlek is whether or not women make brachos or not. It could be even Rabbeinu Tam holds women are not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Or it could be, even though we allow them to make a bracha, it could be that they're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. You know, further disappointment. Why? Because the Rush explains Rabbeinu Tam differently than the Ramban. The Ramban understood Rabbeinu Tam. Why could one make a bracha like the practice of the Ashkenazim? Because they're fulfilling a mitzvah. Why can't they make a bracha? Asher kishanu b'mitzvahis of Vitzivanu. Who was Vitzivanu? They were Vitzivanu in their own form of the mitzvah. The Rush learns Rabbeinu Tam differently. Says the Rosh of Yom Masechtas Kiddushin, Rabbeinu Tam held women can make a bracha. Ve'ein kan mishum lo sisa shem. There's no problem of a bracha. You know the fact that you're making a bracha levatala. I mean, he assumes this is a bracha levatala. We're discussing a bracha. He starts out, how could women make a bracha? And he says, well, first of all, it's a bracha levatala. Ve'ein kan mishum lo sisa shem ufishum avarchus bracha shein atricha. Zahadrasha asmachta ba'almahi. The whole problem of making a bracha shein atzricha is only in asmachtam in the Rabbanan. It's not motzi shem shamayim levatala. Kevish miskavanas lebracha ain kamishum baltisa. You know when you have a motzi shem shamayim levatala, you stop, scream out Hashem's name in no context. But if I do it to praise Hashem, even though it's a bracha shein etzricha, that's not mighty shem shemayim uvatala midoy raisa, because I'm praising Hashem. It's a bracha shein etzricha, so it's also midoy rabbanon. The whole problem of bracha shein etzricha for Rabbeinu Tam is only also midoy rabbanon. So guess what? You know why we allow the woman to make the bracha? Since we're only dealing with the nisim midoy rabbanon, kedei lasos nachas ruach l'nashim, just like we relax the iser of tkiyah shrei from Rosh Hashanah, which is gerus hamiyasak and glishir, we relax the problem of nashim doing avoida bekadshim midoy rabbanon by resting their hands on top of the animal in order to make them feel happy. We relax the issue of bracha shein etzricha too. And that's what our Taisa seems to say. Our Taisa says as well, brings up the problem of bracha shein etzricha, ve'enka mishum lo sisa shmoy lo shav. Why bracha shein etzricha? They're yaitzei the mitzvah, what bracha shein etzricha? Maybe they're not yaitzei the mitzvah. And the Rambam, who doesn't allow them to make a bracha, you know why he says he can't do it? Says the Rambam, perek alef, hilchos brachos lochot hezvav, because it's an Yisr midoy raisa, bracha shein etzricha. So this machlekes, whether or not women can make brachas, on mitzvah say she has man groma, is not whether or not a fundamental machlekes are women in fulfillment of a mitzvah they volunteer to do. It is rather lichitasam, an old machlekes about bracha shein etzricha from Masechtos Brachos. Is bracha shein etzricha making an unnecessary gratuitous bracha? Is that the problem midoy raisa? In which case we can't relax it, or is that only a problem with the Rabbanan, in which case we can allow them to do it, but it could be, some Rishonim learn Rabbeinu Tam like that, neither one held women are in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Not, we don't possibly like the Ramban and the Ravid, that women are fulfilling the mitzvah, maybe they're not. Some Rishonim learn Rabbeinu Tam like that, but not everybody. The Rush, Taisus himself seemed to quote Rabbeinu Tam, that is only because bracha shein etzricha is not the only problem. There are banan. However, I don't think we passing like that approach, and I'll prove it to you. Last thing, I think we passing like the Ramban and the Ravid. At least for Ashkenazim, we're safe. That the women for make the bracha because they are in fulfillment of the mitzvah. How do I know? I'll tell you how I know. It's not just because it's an issue of bracha shein etzricha. Bracha shein etzricha is the Rabbanan. We'll relax it for women to make them happy, which is really unsatisfying. No, the reason is because women are a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah. How do I know? Because look over here, there's another Ramah in Hilchos Havdalah. Says the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, Nashim chayavas b'avdalah kishem shchayavas b'kiddush v'yesh mishachaylik. Women are chayav in kiddush because the pasuk says zachar v'shamar. One set of the luchas says zachar, the other one says shamar. The Gemara says assumes that they were enamor b'dibor or achas, where the person can't speak, a Kaddish Baruch who performed at Maimon Har Sinai. Zachar v'shamar were nemar b'dibar achas. The teacher is a connection between the two. Whoever is obligated in the malachas of Shabbos is obligated in the mitzvah aseh of Shabbos. What is the mitzvah aseh of Shabbos? Is Zachar is yom haShabbos l'kadshay is kiddush. So there's a machlekes rishonim. Is havdalah included in that too? Is havdalah like the other end of the bracket? You make kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, havdalah at the end of Shabbos. Or maybe since havdalah happens during the week, it's not connected with kiddush at all. It's its own separate, independent mitzvah. In which case, women would not be obligated. It's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. So big machlekes, can women make havdalah, or are women obligated to make havdalah or not? One held it's like kiddush. The other opinion rishonim held it's not like kiddush. We don't have time to develop that fully, but suffice it to say, it's machlekes rishonim. So says the Ramah, alkein lo yavdilu la'atzman. Women should not make havdalah for themselves, since it's a machlekes if they're obligated. Rak yishmu havdalah min ha'anashim. They should hear it from the men. Nothing to do with heebie-jeebies and growing. Whatever rumor you held about why women don't make havdalah, that's not why. The reason is because it's a machlekes if they're chayv in havdalah or not. So the Bi'alacha says, well, they're for sure chayv in besamim. Besamim is no different than every birchas hananin. They're for sure chayv in bari priya gafen. Bari priya gafen they can make. It's no different than any birchas hananin. So, okay, different things Bi'alacha discusses. But the Ramah says they should not make havdalah. Why not? Machlekes if they're chayiv or not. Somehow they are chayiv. Somehow they aren't chayiv. That sounds like one notch above every other mitzvah seish as man grama. And Ashkenazim make a bracha, even on bona fide, everyone agrees where women are putter, Ashkenazim make a bracha. Why can't they make a bracha then in Abdullah? So yes, the Magen Avraham quotes the Bach. Ubach kasav, afil man damer shepturos. I don't understand. Even if they're putter, it's no different then every other mitzvah says she's my grandmother, the woman make a bracha on it. And in fact, that's how the Magen Avraham passes. If you look at the last few words of the Magen Avraham, he ikar kedivrei habach. So that's why my opinion is a divorced woman happens a lot. Single women who live on their own or divorced women who lives on their own don't have to go to somebody else's house to hear Abdullah. They can make Abdullah on their own. We paskin like Bach that it should be no different than any other mitzvah seisha as my grandma. A woman can make her own Abdullah. But why did the Ramah at least think it was different? Why? So Magen Avraham has a fantastic suggestion. But Efshar. The Das Ramah, that even though we make brachas, when we make brachas on every other mitzvah, say Shazman Grama, b'mitzvah sheyesh ba'asiyo rishoyin la'asoy su'lavarech. If there's a maisa ha-mitzvah, she can make a bracha. Ava b'davar she'ein ba'ela ha-bracha, the whole mitzvah is the bracha, then no. Kikoin, kan, like here. The whole mitzvah of Havdalah is what? The bracha of Havdalah. Perhaps that's why women don't perform Kiddush Levana. We'll discuss perhaps next time. Why Kiddush Levana, he's assuming, is a mitzvah seisha as man grama. And women don't perform Kiddush Levana. Why not? Big Pella. Why don't women volunteer to perform Kiddush Levana? He says, perhaps the reason is because the whole Kiddush Levana is just a bracha. And you can't volunteer to make a bracha if the whole mitzvah is a bracha. Why? It's a cute distinction. But why? 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 So the Machzis HaShecha, which is like a super commentary on the Magen Avraham, suggests the reason is because of the following. He says, when you perform a Maisa Mitzvah, why do women make brachas? The way he says, must be, the Ramah is paskening, women make brachas, not kadei lasos nachas ruach l'noshim. If that would be the case, there's no difference between Havdalah, Kiddush Levana, Lulav, and Shofar. They'd all be the same. If it's because of a Brachah Shein Tzricha issue, that's only the Rabbanon, we relax it, K'dei Lasa Adnachas Ruach L'Noshim, why would you make this distinction? Must be, says Machzis HaShekel, the Ramah held, you know why women make a Brachah on a Mitzvah Seh Shez Man Grava? Because when they do the Mitzvah, they're fulfilling it. So they can make a Brachah because they get a fulfillment of the Mitzvah. But if the whole Mitzvah is a Brachah, there's nothing that they're fulfilling necessarily to warrant the Brachah. So then we could fetch out a difference and say, well, then maybe women shouldn't volunteer to do the bracha. But if there is a maisa mitzvah involved, so then they're fulfilling the mitzvah, that automatically warrants a bracha. So it sounds like, at least with Machzis HaShekel, and you know, his understanding of the Ramah, why is there a difference between Havdalah or mitzvahs, that the entire mitzvah is just a bracha, versus mitzvahs where there's a maisa mitzvah, women do make a bracha, where it's just a bracha, they don't. Perhaps it's because of this concept. When they fulfill the mitzvah, automatically you have to, you know, warrant a bracha, so we can make a bracha. If the whole mitzvah is the bracha, so there's nothing that they fulfilled yet by the time they're making the bracha, so then it becomes more awkward. That's why it becomes more of an issue. But if the whole thing was just because of bracha shein etzricha, so then I don't think that there should be any difference between whether the mitzvah is the bracha or the mitzvah, the bracha is just following the ma'aseh mitzvah. So it sounds like even for the Ramah, the way we paskin, the women make brachas on mitzvah, you know, mitzvah ashe says my grandma. We had a machlokes whether or not there's still in fulfillment of the mitzvah or it's just a bracha shein etzricha issue. We relax the bracha shein etzricha because only the rabbanon can they last us nachas ruach l'noshim. But I said I think the way we paskin is that women are in fact in fulfillment of the mitzvah, even though gadol mitzvah v'yaseh mishen mitzvah v'yaseh, but they are in fact fulfilling the mitzvah b'taras ein mitzvah v'yaseh. Okay, shreya.